There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Chris is under some sort of mind control. It's not MK Ultra.
Too much coffee?
It's too much coffee. It's coffee control. All right, so you're talking about here the campaign for vaccination. And you see that, of course, the drug manufacturers want it not because it's helping people, it's because it's helping their bottom line. So that's what you object to. You're not objecting to the vaccination in theory. You're objecting to the way it's being done to enhance someone's bottom line.
Right, and also the fact that, you know, there have been thousands of people who have died or been grievously injured from vaccines that cannot be vaccinated with everything. And they're not telling you who's financing all of this. And they're not telling you that just recently the government pretty much lifted all liability from vaccine manufacturers for vaccine injuries and deaths, which means that they have carte blanche now to put out anything they want. I mean, we're not learning all of the pieces of the puzzle. They're putting out stories about, oh, this woman just died of the measles. No, she died of pneumonia. She didn't die, you know. And now I see all of the pieces because having written this book and others, I've become pretty observant. But most people only hear what the media, what Dr. Oz or what the media, and it could be vaccines, it could be anything. It could be GMOs, it could be fluoride in your water, what have you.
Well, and also mood-altering drugs, my God.
Oh, we are the most. That's even worse. That's even worse, yeah.
And yeah, Prozac, Xanax, all these mood stabilizers are in effect a very large program of societal and mind control.
Behavioral control, absolutely. And I used to always think that this was BS. I'm still an optimist at heart, but I always thought, oh, please, come on, you know, that if you keep the populace numbed and dumbed, you can control them a lot easier. Now, we know that the vast majority of wealth and power in this country, if not the entire planet, is in the hands of a very small group of people. And we know that every time that power and authority is challenged, there is huge backlash against the populace. So once you become aware of that pattern, you really start to see more the manipulation. But again, we still have, I think, a majority of people who would rather not think about it because it's scary, not own up to it, because then it might make them responsible for their own behavior or changing their behavior. I don't know. I guess fear is probably the prime reason why people want to just believe what they're told. It's a lot easier to believe what you're told than to do some research and think for yourself. And we see this on social networking every day where somebody passes around a fake news story and everybody's reacting as if it's real because nobody bothers to take the 10 minutes to click on the link and read it and realize
exactly
that it's satire.
My favorite one was the picture of Abraham Lincoln, and it said,
yes,
you cannot believe everything you read on the internet, signed Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, those poor guys that are no longer, and women that are no longer with us. And I think I've seen Tesla quotes that I tried so hard to track to him that he never said. And it's whatever. People just want to believe what they want to believe.
Yeah. Or the Albert Einstein quote when he was asked, what's it like being the world's smartest man? He said, go ask Tesla.
Yeah.
I've never been able to find that one either.
Come on.
Now, what we're looking here is at things that really tend to have a benign effect, have silly messages on Twitter and stuff like that. But let's look at something that has a serious effect. So do you at all feel that the authorities are doing Manchurian candidate sort of tricks where they take assassins, activate them with some kind of command?
Oh.
And of course, we have Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, that movie.
Right. Every time there is a mass shooting, I have friends deep in the conspiracy field that I call them conspiracy extremists because to them, everything is a conspiracy. And I feel kind of like the truth is in the middle. you know, you'll have people that say, oh, no, everything is just what it is. You'll have people that say everything is a conspiracy. But I think I speak for Larry on this as well. I feel like it's the truth is in the middle. The truth is in the center, and that there's a little bit of both at play. I think that in the case of some events, there certainly is, and again, I'm going to say the phrase because I love it so much because it's so applicable. There's enough circumstantial evidence to show that the government, either ours or somebody else's, was complicit, that, you know, maybe a corporate backing helped something happen, that something was a false flag, that possibly one or two of these mass shooters was under some kind of manipulation. But that manipulation could have been drugs, you know, pharmaceuticals. I know a lot of these guys were on all kinds of different things. It's so hard to say without proof, because when you start to talk about this stuff, you know, people are going to say you're crazy, right? If you even suggest that Adam Lanza or the Sandy Hook shootings or James Holmes, the Aurora Theater shootings, that maybe they were under some kind of manipulative mind control to bring about a certain reaction from the public, people will say you're crazy. But when there's weird little details that come up, you can't ignore them. You know, sometimes there really is more to the story than meets the eye.
How about looking at some of those details? What things about these cases make it look as if something more is involved?
You know, there's always going to be somebody that starts digging the second something like this happens. Now, I know, you know, for the people that I think lean more heavily towards deep conspiracy, maybe I'll say that instead of conspiracy extremists, we're talking about how a lot of these shooter scenarios occur that the government is enacting them and hiring actors to play the victims. And, oh, you can see this woman was at Sandy Hook, but she was also at the Boston Marathon bombing, and that these are all being done to bring about something. And one of the things you hear the most is to bring about gun control. But what I found interesting is that every time one of these things happen, gun sales skyrocket. So I could turn around and say, maybe the NRA is behind them. Because every time something happens, gun sales go through the roof. More states enact open carry laws. So you get into these weird rabbit hole arguments with people. So I tend to try to step back a little. I want to see what some of the more serious conspiracy theorists are saying. And, you know, like the case with James Holmes, I mean, if you look at him, he looks like he's crazy. Now, does that mean he's under government control? Maybe not. Maybe. But there, you know, he had such access to weapons and all kinds of links to his own training in the neuroscience field. And
yeah, I was going to say, I mean, the guy was involved in
heavy.
I mean, he had a full scholarship, correct me if I'm wrong, at a very prestigious academic institution to study the brain.
Yeah, and he sort of kind of fell apart. We don't know why for sure. We don't know why somebody who was in a position where they had such an understanding of the brain and neuroscience and how it works decided to, you know, turn around the next day and go shoot up a theater full of people. It's just creepy. Now, in the case of Adam Lanza with the Sandy Hook shootings, his father was linked to a big financial scandal involving the London Interbank Offered Rate LIBOR, if anybody's ever heard of that. And Peter Lanza actually did a lot of interviews afterwards, and a lot of these links came out later. But I think by then, you know, it was probably too late for the public to pay attention. They had already pegged him as just being a crazy guy who shot up in elementary school.
Well, what was the conspiracy angle on this? What would be the motivation to silence him because he was supposed to testify?
Yeah, he supposedly had some, like, he was going to whistleblow, or he had some inside information about how they fraudulently adjust the rates. Yeah, I don't understand finance at all, but apparently he understood that there was something with the banks in London that if you inflate rates or deflate them at a certain amount, then people can profit from trading.
Yeah.
And now to me, does that seem like a reason to get that guy's son to go shoot up a school? I don't know. I think I would go after Peter Lanza.
Let's continue with that.
We will.
With Marie Jones and Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO at WebTV.net. That's MrUFO at WebTV.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Chris O'Brien this week, ladies and gentlemen, is under mind control. So we have no way of predicting what he's going to do. In anticipation of the book, Mind Wars. Marie Jones, please continue.
Yeah, so we were talking about how when these events happen, the Boston Marathon bombing or these mass shootings, you know, there's always a contingency that immediately says that there's some kind of conspiracy on behalf of the government or maybe a particular organization or corporation. Sometimes you find really interesting links, but it doesn't always make sense enough to me. I like things to make sense. To, you know, because I also understand, somebody who's written a lot about the brain and psychology and human behavior, that people do go nuts. And a lot of times they pick up a bunch of guns and they go, you know, they project their inward hatred and self-loathing and anger outward. And that is actually something else that we wrote about in the beginning of the book. We talked about narcissistic personality disorder, sociopaths, psychopathy, and how even in just our ordinary human interactions, these kinds of things happen. Domestic violence, abuse of women and children, well, even men. All of this involves some of the same concepts that somebody just snaps and lashes out violently at other people. It doesn't always mean that they were set up or there is some kind of stooge or Lee Harvey Oswald that they're, you know, a patsy or something. But sometimes it might. Now, we know from the past, looking at Lee Harvey Oswald, looking at Sirhan Sirhan's total commitment to the fact that he didn't remember doing what he did, you know, maybe this stuff really is still going on. MKUltra supposedly ended in the mid-1970s, but I can't imagine that it really ended. I think it probably morphed into a number of really deep black programs with different names that, you know, we probably don't even know about.
You also mentioned in the book, because of U.S. law, that some of this research was actually conducted in Canada for legal purposes. And, you know, in some of these rendition centers that happened during the Gulf War, where they would fly, the CIA would fly unmarked flights to various countries and go ahead and waterboard people and torture them outside of the U.S. so they wouldn't fall under U.S. law. So some of this definitely goes on in a way that seems pretty shady.
Yeah, you know, you can get real paranoid when you get, like I said, when you go down the rabbit hole. I think a lot of people, and myself included to some extent, we like to think the best of people. And that includes the people that make up our quote-unquote government. Are they really that evil? Are they really that sinister? Now, I don't think as an entire entity that that is true. But I certainly, certainly think that there are people, groups within the government, within our military. You know, there are corporate executives that are capable of this because of their own desire, their greed, their ego, their whatever, their desire to keep the status quo, where, you know, they're the 1%, we're the 99. I think that those people definitely exist, but I don't want to make any kind of blanket statements about government as a whole. I don't think every single senator and congressperson knows about this stuff.
You would hope not. I mean, there's no hope for us if they do. One thing I saw on the internet that I really appreciated was somebody had a group of senators standing in front of a microphone, and their suits all had logos from all the corporations that have donated to their campaigns in the past, like kind of like NASCAR racers.
Yeah.
And wouldn't it be cool if all our congresspeople were required to wear buttons or stickers of, you know, with all the names of their their contributors, so we could tell who we're dealing with here.
And, you know, it's probably not all that hard for the average person to find out that information, but who has time? You know, our priorities are survive and get our kids off to school and go to our jobs and pay our bills. So we're relying upon the handfuls of people that have the time and the wherewithal to get that information for us. And maybe it's not always accurate information. So, again, it's like,
it should be the media doing this, the Fourth Estate.
You would think.
You would think. And it used to be back in, you know, the Woodward and Bernstein, back in the days when Mike Wallace and Morley Safer were really on the case in 60 Minutes. Everything is so homogenized and watered down now that we have to go to alternative news sources to even get a semblance of honesty and insight into what is actually going on politically, socially, in this day and age economically. I think there's so much mis and disinformation and just outright denial that's going on in the mainstream media that anybody that thinks that they're getting the real story from CNN or Fox or MSNBC or any of these outlets are just completely in denial or they're ignorant.
Well, part of the problem, I think, Chris, also is that our cable news, and I'll say Fox News is a big example, although a lot of people watch Fox News out there. A lot of it is that these are reality shows.
Oh, how interesting.
They dramatize all these stories. They exaggerate them. And they're designed to get you to react, sometimes quite negatively.
Yeah. It's all about sensationalism and getting a reaction, even if it's anger, hatred, rage. What's interesting, though, we bring up the point about alternative news sources is that I found that a lot of them have very shoddy reporting as well. They don't source their stories. There's no origin point. They don't list their source information. So it really falls on us to, even with the alternative news sources, and I'm not saying all of them, but some of the ones that I've stumbled across, it's been, oh, this is even worse than Fox News.
Right. You have to do your due diligence.
But who's got the time other than us? I mean, I'm a writer. You guys have your show, and we do this for a reason. If you think about the general public, I mean, how many of your friends and family go to that extent? And not because they're dumb or they're in denial, but they're probably already exhausted just from living their lives. And this is like, oh, now I've got to go dig out. So I think it just becomes... it's just so much easier to accept what's told to you. And I think that's very tragic.
No. You see, something happened in broadcast news a few decades ago. Now, originally, you presented the news as a public service on TV and radio stations. It was part of your FCC mandate to get your license. But once they loosened those requirements, meaning you got the license and you really had to do something pretty seriously bad to lose that license, then they would go and turn the news into profit-making enterprises.
Right.
You'll notice distinctively that news divisions are often part of the entertainment division. And by the way, that's true at Fox. It's part of the entertainment division, which includes the Fox Broadcast Network, like the X-Files and shows like that, and shows like Gotham, or the movies from 20th Century Fox, the same exact division is handling news. Now, even if people go into that with sincere intentions, if management wants to see profits, they want to see ratings. And if you're not getting the ratings, you will change things to get those ratings, even if facts are sacrificed. And it's not just Fox. We're not just attacking Fox. That's true with broadcast news in general. Yeah. It's about entertainment, no matter what kind of veneer it's presented in. We've got Marie Jones with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Hi, this is Joshua P. Warren, author of The Poor Man's Paranormal, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So we continue with Marie Jones and Gene and Chris on the Paracast. We have some questions from listeners we'll get into in a moment. But I wanted to jump to another subject because Chris and I were talking about this in our premium podcast after the Paracast. Back, I guess, in the 60s, you had the stories about subliminal advertising where, like, every few frames, you'd stick in there something that maybe in a movie theater get you to want popcorn or Diet Coke or something.
Right.
What is that? Is that something still going on?
I'm not a technical person, but because I don't know now with film how if they still have the frame by frame or if it's digital or what.
It'll work.
Still going on, but it's just a lot more sophisticated.
Yeah. Well, remember back in the 2004 election, the Republican National Committee, I believe, or some PAC, was caught doing an attack ad against the Democrats, and they would leave the RAT and the word Democrats on for a fraction of a second longer, and somebody spotted it, slowed it down. This is all digital. They were caught red-handed subliminally putting the word rat into their diatribe against the Democratic Party. And I'm sure the Democrats, if they could figure out a way to do it, they'd probably done it too. So.
And yeah, I think technology has made it more interesting. Yeah, obviously this worked before. It's still going to work now. And I think that a lot of product placement, symbolism, that kind of manipulation occurs as well. I mean, you can't watch a TV show or a movie nowadays without seeing, you know, some brand of cracker on the cabinet or the counter in the back. Yeah. The product placement is ridiculous.
It's a whole industry.
Now, the good guys will use Macs. The bad guys will use Dells.
There you go. I mean, it's not necessarily subliminal, but it's done kind of in a way that you're really not supposed to notice it. But I notice. I noticed everything.
Well, I should frame my film school teacher and got in a lot of trouble. So I actually studied all this type of, which was not offered at my college. I kind of created an independent study course with the head of the department as my advisor and dove into techniques that the media and the government uses to subliminally manipulate behavior and or condition or modify or in some way steer behavior. You know, subliminals in audio, backwards masking, there are techniques that are very effective.
Yeah.
That occasionally you'll hear people like the PRMAC, Tipper Gore, talking about playing Zeppelin records backwards and all this type of thing. Well, even though a lot of that was not very well researched and not really well founded, the techniques are real and the possibility of actually affecting behavior is very real.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just think it's probably getting more sophisticated at the same rate that our technology is. So it's probably harder to detect unless you're really, really looking for it.
Billboard on 8th Avenue in New York about 3 or 4 years ago that as you walked by a certain stretch of sidewalk, an advertisement for a billboard in front of you sounded in your head.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Oh, you know, somebody told me that it was that Paranormal State. Is that the one? Because I know that, remember the TV show? I think it's
Yeah, there was a show that did cover it, but it was...
No, they did the advertising. Okay, this was told to me by another radio show host a few months ago that Paranormal State, when the show was still on, had some kind of campaign where you would walk by one of those bus bench waiting, what do you call them, cubicles, you know, where you wait for the bus and
it's bus shelter,
advertising. And that people were hearing in their head, watch Paranormal, you know, whatever, at 9 p.m. tonight. And they're like, what? Because it wasn't being broadcast, like, to the entire public. And they later found out that I don't know who put the show on, A&E or one of those networks, that they were using that type of technology to literally just get the message out to whoever happened to be walking by at just the right spot at the right time.
Right.
I had never heard that before, and that blew me away.
Well, the technology, and this is something that you don't read about, you don't hear about very much, but according to my research, science has been able to pretty much map and predict very accurately human behavioral and emotional response based on frequency of microwaves, amplitude, you know, the actual numbers of cycles that are being employed. And they've been able to map an entire, and you do mention this in the book, they've been able to accurately predict the human response to specific frequencies. And, you know, there's the conspiracy buffs, of course, have been going to town over the past 10 years about the ground warning emergency network, the Gwen towers that are going up all over the country, kind of hidden with cell towers, that all this is being staged as a mass behavioral modification program by the government. You didn't mention Gwen.
No, I think we touched on HARP. We might have mentioned HARP once or twice, too.
Yeah, you did. But
I mean, here's the thing. We were, like, given a very strict word count that we had to stick to. And so we've had people say, why didn't you talk about this? Or why didn't you? And it's like, oh, well, maybe book two. But we did talk about voice-to-skull, V2K technology, which uses the microwave spectrum to literally beam pulses or tones or even voice phrases into somebody's brain, and it's done remotely, you know, via remote location. What shocked me is that the fact that there are corporations now using it for advertising. That's creepy. It's hard enough to know that since the 1960s, somebody could pulse words into my head from a remote location.
Well, the thing I worry about here, then, is, you know, we're filled with electronic soup around us. We have Wi-Fi networks. We've got cellular networks. We've got Bluetooth. We got all this nonsense going on. And we're being fed or force-fed all these signals. And you have to think they might be at cross purposes to one another. So what happens to the individual? Do you just go completely crazy if you get contradictory signals? What?
Have you, you know, I've read a lot about the uptick in a lot of brain diseases, Alzheimer's, autoimmune diseases, autism, and this constant bombardment with electronics, EMF, who knows, microwaves, some people say chemicals and chemtrails, what have you. That may be the reason, and cancer rates skyrocketing, breast cancer is expected to, I think they said, double in the next 20 years. So you have to wonder if all of this is not just making people crazy, because it's jumbling up our brains, but hurting our physiology as well.
You know, I would like to talk with you in our next segment a little bit more about the impact of getting all these radio waves, all this mind control. To what degree can we control somebody's mind? And here's the question I'll pose, and we can discuss it on the other side of this segment. And by the way, we'll get to your listener questions at that time, too. And that is, here we have people who claim that they have been abducted
right.
by people flying around in UFOs.
Yeah.
To what degree can an experience like that be manufactured by people who really want to play games with us? And even further, how many possible UFO experiences aren't efforts at some sort of mind control, some sort of manipulation designed to make us believe we've been we've been fortunate enough to see E.T. or something of that nature. We'll get into that in the next segment. Let me tell you, we have a second radio show we'd like you to hear. It's called After the Paracast, and it's a mixture of chatter. It's kind of like a summing up of an episode. We have special guests, all things like that. And the key about it is that it is available only to subscribers of the Paracast Plus. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Learn also how to get a free copy of Stalking the Tricksters by Chris O'Brien, in addition to After the Paracast, the ad-free version of this show. More to come, plus.theparacast.com. So we have Marie Jones and Mind Wars, and we're not sending anything out there. No subliminal messages.
Beep, 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 beep.
I buried Paul. With Dean and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, so that's where I Barry Paul came out, but actually it's Strawberry Fields. Okay, we have Marie Jones. The book is Mind Wars. So you get my question here, Marie, on the previous segment. Is it possible that experiences of UFO abductions may in part be the result of some kind of mind control effort?
Absolutely. And what was interesting is when the MKUltra documents that were declassified, there were some mentions of the use of hypnosis, of drugs that cause hallucinations. And I think that when you break down someone's personality, you can, it's like being in a cult. And cults are the perfect poster child for mind control, because what cults are, cult leaders are so good at doing is deprogramming what you believe and who you are and reprogramming you with what they want you to believe and what they want you to be. And so if that's the case, that means that you can literally have your brain reprogrammed to see certain things, hear things, believe things, have literal physiological experiences. So we did find a little bit of an MKUltra connection with UFOs, thanks to my pal Nick Redfern, who I just think is, you know, the bee's knees when it comes to the subject matter of UFOs. And apparently there were allegedly some experimentations that were done, I think in the 1950s, and they involved the deliberate fabrication of UFO sightings and abductions and UFO experiences. And what was suggested is that people's minds were programmed with visual images and, you know, physiological sensations that resulted from those visual images to believe that they were having a real encounter with extraterrestrials. And could this apply to some of the earlier UFO waves and abduction scenarios that we've heard about, such as Betty and Barney Hill, the incident in Exeter, New Hampshire? And one of the other interesting things that Nick told me about was that John Fuller, who wrote one of my favorite UFO books, now I'm really questioning whether it was true or not, Incident at Exeter, that he had MKUltra links, that he actually was linked to the program. and may have even been involved in setting up some of these scenarios, and also possibly could have been involved in the death of one of the few people that died as a result of sort of whistleblowing about MKUltra, Frank Olson. So there's very little, like, it's kind of pick and Nick's brain, and he could come up with just a few suggestions and a few allegations, a few connections with MKUltra. But if you think about it, we still, to this day, have no UFO disclosure. Okay, now whether it's trickling down, which has always kind of been my belief that, you know, President Obama's not going to show up tomorrow morning on the news and say, hey, guess what? It's about time we tell you what's going on here. Because you know what? Nobody would believe him anyway. So if we are having disclosure, I feel like it would be trickling down as it has been.
So it's like trickle down economics. We now have trickle down disclosure.
Well,
it's incremental. You know, you see a lot of stuff. Yeah, a lot of people think that the media is involved. Steven Spielberg has been named. That we have a gradual sort of incremental disclosure process going on, which kind of makes sense.
I think so, too, because I don't think the public is mature enough to handle an in-your-face declaration of disclosure. I'm sorry. I just don't think that we can do it. Some of us, I'd be fine with it. I'm sure you guys would, but
if Obama showed up at the White House press room with a hand-in-hand with a little alien, the only thing that would really happen other than people, like, scratching their heads going, huh, is that the the border fence would go up, and we'd have illegal immigrant legislation passed really quickly.
And then I hate to tell you what Fox News would say about this.
90% of the population would say this is, CGI, special effects, or the pictures on the internet are photoshopped. It's not true. It's misinformation. It's disinformation, propaganda. What's Obama up to? Is this going to help Hillary? I mean, I don't think people would openly accept real disclosure, because I don't think we have the capacity as a populace to do that without total anarchy.
Well, so the Christian right would go nuts. What about Project Bluebeam? Do you remember Serge Monast and the wild story that he came out with, that we had the technology to do a global hologram in the sky and have the voice of Muhammad or Jesus beamed into everyone's heads, personalized with their name? Did you do any work in that?
I don't remember that. That is insane.
Yeah, Project Bluebeam. Yeah, there was quite a bit of stuff on the internet about it. And I actually spoke with Serge Monast on a number of occasions. And then he just vanished. He was never heard of from again. And he was a real guy. I talked to him myself. And he was very, very nervous about his own personal safety. And just something. I also have another friend who worked in the acoustic psyops in Desert Storm. And he wasn't able to really tell me what they did. But when I asked him, can we beam words into people's heads? He goes, remember when you saw the news footage of all the soldiers standing there and all the Iraqis were coming up and kissing their feet? He said that wasn't, they were not doing that by accident.
They were under. I mean, I read something just a few days ago, and had I known we were going to talk about it, I would have printed it out. But it was about, it was some allegation on a conspiracy site that some of the UFO sightings were being beamed holographically. Now, here's the thing. Even if this MKUltra connection is true, it doesn't mean that every single UFO sighting or experience has been fabricated. All it means is that they realized that this was something they could play off of, manipulate to their advantage, that they actually did study it and try to put it into action. It doesn't discount the UFO phenomenon.
Well, there's also a good honey trap in counter-espionage, too, to attract foreign powers that are possibly spying on us. It's a good way to trap them. You know, we had Walter Bosley on, who was an ex-FBI agent, ex-Air Force Office of Intelligence, and he talked about the real fear among the military that certain black projects were going to be compromised so that they would create these honey traps in the UFO community to try to out some of these agents.
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest problems is that everybody's got an idea of what might be happening, and nobody really seems to know. But I just think the sheer volume, going, you know, back to the 1940s and beyond, of sightings, I think probably the MKUltra people that were involved saw that this was something that they could ride on the coattails of or take advantage of. And I certainly think the technology exists today to easily fabricate UFO sightings in the sky, but I don't think that it means that everything is fabricated.
Well, you know, of course, there have been theories. There have been theories, Marie, that maybe the ghost rockets back in the 1940s were all a put-up job. There, James Carrion, a former head of MUFON, has that book out called The Rosetta Deception, and he's got a Roswell deception coming up, I guess, to suggest that maybe the initial stories.
Yeah.
That Roswell was a flying saucer, then changing that, oh, it was just a balloon, but the initial stories were designed to freak the Russians, perhaps.
Yeah. Are we ever going to know what happened at Roswell? Are we ever going to know who shot Kennedy? I mean, there are some, and that's why I don't.
Next question.
Yeah.
By the way, what we're doing now is calling the Roswell incident the case that shall not be named, because we're so sick of it.
That shall not be named. But really, the word, that's why I don't like people that just say there's no such thing as conspiracy. It's all just, you know, no, there are. And they happen all the time. And it means nothing more than people conspiring to keep the truth from another group of people, namely us. And that's where it becomes so hard, because we could sit here all day and volley theories back and forth. And the bottom line is we don't know, because we weren't there to see what really was going on. It's very frustrating as a writer to not be there and say, be able to say with 100% certainty, the incident at Exeter was not fabricated. It was real.
That makes the whole thing so difficult to handle. The fact that there's always a possibility of mind control, disinformation, deception in a lot of these cases. And therefore, if you're trying to find the truth, separate the truth from the fiction, how do you do it when you've got all this stuff going on in plain sight? Well, the book is Mind Wars, with Marie Jones and Larry Flaxman doing the writing chores. Subtitled, Who's Been Watching You from the Shadows? With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.